Welcome. I'm Leslie Canham.
I'm Mary Gavoni.
I'm Linda Harvey.
I'm Olivia Wan, and together we are the Compliance Divas.
Hello, and welcome to the Compliance Divas podcast. We bring clarity and simplicity to compliance by navigating the regulatory environment to keep you on course. You can subscribe to the Compliance Divas podcast on your favorite podcast channel, or you can simply go to thecompliancedivas.com. We also put resources in our show notes, so we hope that you'll look into the resources that you can utilize for your practice. I am so excited today to bring in a very special guest who's also a special friend, a dentist, an author, a person who espouses fitness and health, Dr. Uche Odiatu. Dr. Uche has been one of my heroes in my life. I see him at dental meetings and sometimes in my professional organizations. He'll come and he'll give a keynote on health and fitness for people to be able to really extend their energy throughout the day, whether you're a dental professional or a dental consultant or a speaker. And many times he's even had a little session, either a yoga session or a stretch session, just before we start our day. And I have had his polished pearls of wisdom during these sessions in my head ever since I first met him. Dr. Uche, what drives you to do all that you do and, of course, be a successful dentist?
Yeah, thank you for that great introduction, Leslie. No, I am driven by a desire to serve. My mom fueled that interest originally with giving me cod liver oil growing up with a silver spoon. It had some dents in it. So the same silver spoon she used to beat us with, okay, growing up in England. My dad was into the sports side. And again, he, like the Greeks, would always say, sound mind, Uche, in a sound body. You've studied enough. Go outside and play. So I had these two elements of food and movement, food and movement. And so all four of us kids are definitely healthy, but I've kind of ran with the ball a little further just because as a healthcare provider, that's who I am. And I'm driven to walk the talk, obviously, but I'm also driven to share it chairside. I think people are starving for a healthcare provider that really puts it all together. I think many of us as professionals, you know, we're so busy in our own little silo. We spend all our time on endo. We spend all our time on ENT. We spend all our time as a cardiologist. So to put it together in one place, Google is one way, but people get lost in the myriad of 1,000 results. So I like to be that person chairside and like to share that with my hygienist. And we talk the language of total patient health. And you can only do that if you yourself, you know, smell fresh and you have that energy. If you smell like a drive-through, it's hard to be convincing. So I feel like I want to be the living embodiment of this message, each and every patient interaction. That's what drives me.
And I can attest, as Leslie can, in our interactions with you at various meetings that we lecture at, that you are that embodiment. And we all admire you and look to you for guidance. And like Leslie, I'm so excited that you're here with us today. So, Uche, you speak to groups so much of the time about five pillars of health that you believe in, that you espouse, that you embody. And I will tell our listeners, make sure you listen to this podcast all the way through, because we're saving the most important one to the end. So Uche, can you start us off talking about managing stress?
Yeah, you see, this is where it starts. I think many times when people ask me questions, they think, so, Uche, what is it, magnesium? You know, is it organic? How about keto? I said, you know what? Human beings are designed to go 30 days without food. In evolution, you know, the only reason why you and I are here and all of us are here is that human beings are designed to go up to 30 days without food. All of us have about 90,000 extra calories on us. So food is not our issue. So basically, you go back to how many days you can go without food, 30. How many days you can go without working out? Most North Americans, a lifetime, okay? How many days can you go without sleep? Maybe 2. How long can you go without a breath? Maybe 45 seconds. So I start with breath, and you think, Uche, what does stress have to do with breath? Well, the physiology of stress, the physiology of interpreting a crisis as an emergency instead of, wow, I wonder I'm going to go with this, is how you breathe. And they've shown that fit people breathe differently. People with good nasal passages inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. And that's one of the best ways to quieten down the sympathetic fight, flight, or freeze system. So you're better able to use both left and right brain. See, anytime we breathe through our mouth, anytime we have a chronic sinus issue or a deviated septum, anytime we have a narrow jaw, we've never had good ortho, we didn't have someone to recognize poor airway patterns growing up, what happens is people have a very primitive way of breathing, which is great to fight Mike Tyson for 60 seconds, but not very good to navigate a day or a year or the death of a loved one. And then you see people have accelerated aging because they're not managing stress well. So when I talk about that first pillar, really breath. And who better to know that except the hygienist and the dentist? Like, we're seeing people inside people's nose, as you know, we see up people's noses, and we see people gag and they look at their mouths, because if someone's a mouth breather, they can't stand having their mouth open working on them. So many people are anxious in the dental chair simply because they're a mouth breather, but it starts the conversation. So the first pillar, manage your breath, manage stress.
Awesome. And the second pillar is sleep. Tell us how important sleep is to our health.
Yeah, it's great. You know, great. I love this pillar. It's foundational. And I myself were a wayward. I used to brag, I'd say for the first 15 years of practice, how many days I can go with 4 hours. I used to brag, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And then I read some stuff about neuroscience said, you will speed up the chance of dying if you don't sleep well. It's really the foundation. It's the bedrock. You know, you can't be a good healer unless you're a good sleeper. You can't be a good patient if you're a poor sleeper. So that being said, sleep is when the immune system reboots. Sleep is when the body makes 80% of growth hormone. Sleep is when the body repairs the ligaments, the skin, and the joints. Beauty sleep. They've actually done a study. Dr. I think it was Cannon did a study. What he did was he took 8 people of equal, you know, attractiveness. 4 of them, he had sleep 4 hours. The other 4, he had them sleep 8 hours. And he asked a group independent, which one would you go to approach to ask for directions? And usually people approach an attractive and approachable person. Well, universally, everyone picked the people who slept 8 hours for advice or where to go, because the tired sleepers looked unapproachable. Dare I say unattractive. The posture of someone who doesn't know. So sleep makes you look smarter. Sleep makes you look approachable. Well-rested sleep. And that's the myth of it, because people often think, time in bed, right? Oh, I went to bed at midnight. I got up at 8. I got 8 hours. Well, if it takes you a half an hour to get to sleep, if you wake up in the middle of the night for half an hour, you've only got 7. And if you got a dog on your bed, you're getting not profound sleep. If you sleep with a nightlight on, you're not getting good sleep. You know, the ideal now, they say, is a red light. The red light's easiest on the brain because it duplicates the light of a caveman and cavewoman fire. So really, the only light the brain can tolerate 2 hours after sundown is a red light, the light of a fire. So many of us have these 8-foot screens because, you know, I own 8 offices or I do 32 crowns a day. So they have these big projection screens. And what happens is the brain never really shuts down. And they wonder why you get up 8 hours thinking, where's my energy? Where's my mojo? And now you're drinking, you know, energy drinks and coffee all day, chasing your tail. And you're only 32 years of age thinking, I can't wait to retire and sell because I can't take this. Well, you sleep deep. You will renovate your immune system. You will recharge your batteries emotionally and your memory. And now you can think of a long-term perspective. You know, I think of someone like Gordon Christensen, you know, working, he's passionate. And many of us, you know, we talk about the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We want to do crowns. We want to help patients, but we're tired. So we start thinking of an exit strategy at 35. You know, people thinking of an exit strategy at 35. Not sleeping well will speed up you wanting an exit strategy.
Oh, thank you for that insight. I've started using one of the rings that are available that you can purchase to track sleep. And I am appalled at the results that I get, that how little deep sleep, and, you know, they give you a percentage score. And I know that that's something that I personally need to work on. So I'm going to try the red light. I like that. That is excellent.
Yeah, the red light. And avoid the red light in Amsterdam, though. That's a different red light in Amsterdam, okay? So don't go towards the red light in Amsterdam.
That's an interesting place. I have been there. our next pillar is exercise or movement. What are your insights there, Uchi?
Oh, my God. You know, my dad, you know, very quiet carpenter, you know, he moved from England to Canada to create a place for all 4 kids to go to school. And all his brothers and sisters said, there's no way. How could a carpenter have 4 kids go to private schools and go to university? And this guy did a very good sales presentation on my mom, brought us all to Canada in the 70s. And all 4 of us went to school. All 4 of us have, you know, multiple degrees. And he's long since gone. But that passion for play as well as study is profound, because every parent thinks, oh, my son stayed inside all day and studied. Well, the neuroscience says we can only handle about an hour of intense focus at a time. Basically, after an hour, we're basically useless. So what they're saying is, an Australian study said, you know, on a regular basis, you need to get up, stretch, move around, inhale, exhale. What it does is it discharges energy. It allows your brain to take in new information, because we basically have bursts of cognitive focus, and then we need to break for the brain. The brain doesn't like input. And that's why scrolling is so bad. You know, you get your intense focus, and then the brain goes, hey, every hour, the brain wants a few minutes to process and recapitulate. If the endodontist out there, recapitulate, right? So you want to recapitulate so you can figure out where you are. Just think about if you go shopping and you're out your shopping spree. Okay, you and Leslie are out, Rodeo Drive, you know, you just had a big payday and you're out shopping around Rodeo Drive. You bring all these bags, you put all your Prada, all your Balenciaga on the bed, and then you run back out again because you just got a bonus for something that you did, but you never put the shopping away. The bed looks just a disorganized mess by the end of today. Well, the best thing to do is when you come in from Rodeo, start putting stuff away. And now you make room for new stuff. And the brain loves making room for new stuff. And the best way to do that is giving it time, a little bit of downtime, a little bit of movement to recapitulate and process. And that's what exercise does. Really, they've actually shown that 85% of Fortune 500 company CEOs exercise, 85%. The sad part is only 15% of the general population exercises. Because they know having Bezos work out, Moss working out, you know, Larry Ellison of Oracle, you know, we're talking people with a net worth of $100 billion, they all exercise. And if the average family in North America has an income of about $70,000, only 20% exercise. So there's something about exercise that allows your brain to absorb more information, stay youthful, and manage input better.
So if a team of dental professionals needs to get some kind of movement about every hour, is it realistic that perhaps when they're finished with treatment that they can just do some small stretches and get up and walk around? They give their patients a break if it's a long treatment. Is that a good strategy for the team members?
Yeah, no, I love that insight. So it's like, they actually talk about exercise bites. Few of us have an hour and a half of unbroken time. Unless obviously, remember back when we were 18 or 19, all you had to do was make your bed, show your parents your report card, and you know, you had an hour and a half to go to gymnastics, you're an hour at the pool. Now, busy mom, busy dad, you have four offices, busy hygienist, you know, you might have only 45 minutes per treatment. Basically, what you got to do is you got to exercise bites. So basically, you get up between patients, just a light stretch, you know, open up the chest. Most of us have chests that are too tight. Most of us have forward head posture. This forward head posture might let air go in, but over a career, that little cervical deviation is going to bring you down, you know, and you're going to end up spending time with a physiatrist or a physiotherapist. So getting up every 50 minutes, 60 minutes, quick stretch outside the door, go against a wall, Y shape, put your butt and shoulders and back against the wall or your occipital area, go up and down. All you got to do is just like you remind yourself how the posture is supposed to be. Those 33 vertebrae want to be reminded. Just like when you look at the picture of your family, you get reminded of why you work so hard. You get a picture of your loved ones, you know why you're working hard. You don't look at your visa bill to work harder, right? You get a picture of your family to work harder or your close personal ones. So exercise bites is the way to go. It's as simple as going downstairs and scrolling on Instagram between patients to get the sun on your skin, getting some fresh air. I've heard recently that 90% of our waking time is spent indoors. We're going against 2 million years of human history since Homo habilis and Homo Neanderthal. We were meant to be outside. Inside is stagnant energy. And that's that feeling of, two more patients, one more patient. When can I retire? Oh, I've been only doing this for 12 months, you know, 30 years to go. So exercise will rekindle that ability to make your body your friend. And I think hygienists and dentists and assistants have to start treating their body just as important as their iTero, just as important as their Cavitron. Treat it like a Lamborghini high-performance race car, and it will serve us better. That's my take on it. That's my way. I like to champion it for the people that I talk to.
And Uchi, many times we forget about the people at the front desk that answer the phones and set up the appointment schedule. A lot of times they'll sit in one spot for until it's lunch break. And so this 1 hour concept of getting up, moving around, stretching, maybe doing some chair yoga or something against the wall, it would be so helpful to reduce the stress level of the very important front office administrative team as well. And we all need to be looking at that. Sitting is the new smoking, I guess, is what I hear. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about nutrition. You know, how does a busy dental professional be able to manage nutrition in a way that is going to work between patients and busy schedule and the rush to go get the kids from school and then all the chores that you have to do at home? Help us out with that a little bit.
Yeah, well you are where you eat. That needs to be like in my head. So if you don't like your butt, you don't like your energy, you don't like your dry mouth, you don't like the skin, you are what you eat. What can I eat that's going to serve me feeling and looking my best? And most people are driven by aesthetics, but I'm talking about health and function. Third is cosmetics. Go for health first. When you're healthy, you move better and then you look better. People often go for looking good and they want shortcuts. Guess what? You cut off the function. Because short-term success leads to long-term failures. And then health is not in the picture. You really have to earn the right, you know, to look good. And I think anytime you get that short-term success, what happens is, it's like winning the lottery. Sure, you're a millionaire, but you have no idea how to get there. So if someone loses 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds with a shortcut, sure, you might have lost the weight, but where is the where's the muscle built? Where is the discipline? You know, neuroscientists talk about when you have disciplined activities. There's a part of your brain called the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, and it becomes thicker. People have a sense of self-efficacy when you say, I do what I say. So what happens is when you form discipline habits like an exercise program or the discipline habits of saying, today, I'm going to eat whole foods. I'm going to have more salad. I'm going to have avocado. I'm going to have nuts. I'm going to have more fruit. I'm going to have hormone-free meat or good quality cuts. You make decisions that are difficult. That part of your brain, the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, the AMCC, gets thicker. And what it does is you can build on that foundation. Just like, you know, Atomic Habits, James Clear, you start doing tough things, other things get easy. Oh, I'm going to shovel the driveway. I'm going to go for a swim after work. I'm going to take my son snowboarding because I'm piggybacking on other good habits that I've made. And that's what happens when you do it by yourself. And not so you don't need a coach. You know, a coach is great. You know, I've relied on coaches. I believe in personal trainers. I believe in life coaches. But that sense of building that anterior mid-cingulate cortex allows you to say yes to the avocado when no one's watching. When no one's in the buffet, you're the last person there, and you've developed discipline, you will not go to the desserts. You go, you know what? Like Uchi said, I'm going to have fruit because it has antioxidants. It helps to manage blood sugar. It helps protect my DNA. It helps to get rid of, you know, free radicals. It makes me more insulin sensitive. So eating well when no one's watching is the disciplined effort of knowing you did it on your own. And it's powerful. So when people say, congratulations, you're a millionaire. Yeah, it took me 10 years, but I did it. Oh, congratulations, you're a millionaire. Oh, I won Powerball. I just picked the numbers and I got it. There's a sense of satisfaction you get from doing it on your own. And I firmly believe we have the brains, the cognitive capacity, the discipline to go through hygiene school, the discipline to go through dental school. If you can go through dental school or hygiene school, or you can become a certified, you know, assistant, or if you've got a consultant, there's no way. Why can't you have the discipline effort to build a little lean muscle, lose a little body fat, breathe it better, and improve your posture? There's a way to do it. And you can definitely get a sense of, hey, great physique. I did it. Thank you. Not these are the three companies I have to thank, like an Oscar-winning speech.
Now, Uchi, thank you so much for those points. I wanted to have you expand a little bit on those who are very busy and perceive very little time available. You always say less is more. So when it comes to exercise, can you help us grasp that concept of less is more?
Well, I have a PDF for you guys. As a treat to your viewers, I have a 5-page PDF, and it's an article. And it's all about the new science of interval training and about the science of exercise bites. It's a science of not just being a jogger or just being a yogi, to do all three components of a complete exercise program: strength, cardio, and flexibility. You design all three, you will develop such an impenetrable fortress against disease. You feel like Thor, you know? And the thing is, you can celebrate on your way to the gym, not when you get the result, You can celebrate on making the decision. You can celebrate on getting the sneakers. You can celebrate on finding your trainer. But that whole idea of interval training, that what they found is when you do intensity and recovery, you work out for 20 seconds full out, and then you take a 60 second or a 2 minute recovery and you go back into it, the body actually perceives that you have youth. Because when you're a kid or you're running through O'Hara, right? You thought your flight was terminal one. Now they tell you it's terminal two. Believe it or not, we all do interval training, whether you're 30, 60, or 80. You start running with your carry-on and your Christian Louboutin heels. Well, not mine, yours. Okay, you're running, and all of a sudden, you run for 30 seconds, and, oh, you got to stop and recover. Minute to recover. And now you run again and recover. Run again and recover. When you run again and recover, that's the most efficient way to get fit fast, because it's like a primordial way that the body recognizes you have youth. Remember that, I think Sleepless in Seattle, You Got Mail? Well, you have youth is a message that every one of our 84 trillion cells gets when we do intense relax, intense recovery. So that steady state is nice. Steady state is nice. You know, go for the hour walk. It's a nice way to rekindle a relationship. Take the dog for a walk. However, they said you can shorten that if you're time starved by building some intervals in. Power walk, slow walk. Power walk, slow walk. It doesn't have to be an all-out effort. And this is why I said exercise when less is more. It's a beautiful thing to understand it. And that's why, you know, I'm going to give you a PDF so you can actually, your viewers can get just some of it. And I have some good references in there also.
Uchi, thank you so much. And we've saved, as you said earlier to us, the most important of the pillars for last. Tell us about the AM routine.
Well, it's interesting because I asked someone asked me about my morning routine a long time ago, and I wasn't able to articulate it exactly. So what happened was, he says, what do you do when you get up? I said, well, I don't know. What do you do? And I said, no. He goes, Uchi, you must do things a certain way. You've been a dentist for 30 years. You have a flat stomach. You know, people don't guess that you, but you're that much of a veteran. What do you do? Well, I said, well, get up in the morning. You still got to start thinking, what do I want my day to look like? And everyone does that, right? When you consult offices, how do you want to see your back? How do you want to see your posture? How do you want to see yourself being pain-free? Well, having a vision in your mind's eye is important, but people always want hacks. So I want to give them some really important things. There's a scientist called Andrew Huberman, and I've known about this for a while. I've bought a 10,000 lux light about 10 years ago. So I have just a model here. This is just like it's a 10,000 lux light. It looks like a ring light for a podcast, but it's actually a certain light that's 10,000 lux. You set it up beside you in the morning and immediately your brain wakes up. So what happens is the brain, you think of 2 million years of human history, we were designed, basically all of us, if all of us were in a cave. Sunrise came, we all left the cave. The only people that stayed in the cave in the dark were the sick and the dying. That's never going to leave our DNA. It takes hundreds of thousands of years for us to change our DNA, our genes, to evolve. So the body wants to see the sun. You got to move towards the light. Through the window is decent, but actual exposure on your skin is the best. But most of us can't get outside, right? If you live in Michigan, if you live in a busy place, you're on a plane, you're in a terminal. There's actually a portable version of this you can buy, right? I love this one company. But so I put that beside me. And the whole idea also, they said, delay the time you're going to make coffee. Because it's funny how right away we go towards the coffee because we think it's going to give us energy. But if you slept well, they said use coffee as a treat. Wait ideally about an hour before you have the coffee, because naturally our adrenal glands pump out cortisol in the morning. And naturally our liver pumps out a little bit of glucose. That's why you can work out. You can do a fasted cardio. You can actually work out for an hour on an empty stomach because of the liver pumping out glucose and your adrenal glands releasing cortisol. When you take coffee on top of your natural chemicals that your body's pumping out, the body's going, what are you doing? It's like putting more gas in the tank when it's already full. So waiting an hour is a decent idea. And when you start treating the body well, like it wants to, because it's been 2 million years, we think we can hack into the body. It can't be fooled. It wants morning light. Delay the coffee. Okay, delay the coffee. I would also, in the morning, because many people wake up stiff and tired, that's a good example, though, the fact that sleep hasn't been deep. Because it's amazing how youthful bodies can get up pain-free. It's an example of how well your life is going by how pain-free your joints are in the morning. I know you do ergonomics, Mary, so this is a part of who you are. But if you're lifting weights, if you're doing cardio and you're doing flexibility, your body will have that youth, because every time you move, the body releases hundreds of myokines. The muscles actually release hundreds of myokines. What it does, it tells every cell, tissue, and organ that you're alive and well. It epigenetically turns back on mitochondria that have turned off, that pump out ATP. So delay the coffee, morning light. And a new thing I've added, it's called a grounding mat. And actually, you've heard about this grounding mat concept. This grounding mat concept is very new. What it's saying is most of us over millennia have walked on the ground. We didn't have Hugo Boss shoes. We didn't have Christian Louboutin red bottom shoes. We were basically feet on the ground. And just like now, we put our toes in the sand and we do our selfies with our toes in the sand. Oh, look where I am in Miami. When your body is grounded, what happens is we can discharge. Just like you can't electrocute a hockey stick, but we're electrical conductors. Our bodies, if you put your feet on a grounding mat, if you can't get outside, what happens is your body's able to discharge and a body, you get a sense of well-being. It's not immediate. People say, I tried a grounding mat, I didn't feel better. And I said, it's not like prescription OxyContin. I said, it's something that your body naturally moves towards, a grounding mat. So the grounding mat, my white light, and then my other one, which I just had, I always try new things. It's actually called red light therapy. So my red light therapy, and this is just a red light box that turns on certain wavelength of light. You can actually, this is a mini that you can actually put towards joints that are sore. It actually, if you put it, is red light masks. So what I'll do is after I'm fully awake, it's been an hour, I'll actually spend 10, 20 minutes with my red light. If I have the time now, obviously, but basically if I'm setting my mind, I'm discharged, right? I'm now enjoying my coffee instead of needing the coffee, right? Because I enjoy the coffee. My red light has lowered the inflammation. I'm now feeling unstoppable. You know, I'm now feeling unstoppable. I can launch into my 10 patients. So I know it sounds a bit busy, but these habits are built one on top of the other. So you don't have to do all at once. It could be the light in the beginning, anywhere from $100 to $200. The red light's a little bit more of investment. The grounding mat is, you know, $50 to $100. Or you can just wake up after minimum of seven hours of solid sleep, because that's the best way for the body to launch your day. And those are my morning rituals.
You are unstoppable, Uchi. Oh my goodness. You have shared such amazing, amazing information with our listeners today. And we thank you so much. Leslie, any final comments on your part?
Oh, I'm just excited about the PDF that you're going to provide to our listeners. I'm looking forward to reading it myself. I learned a little bit more about how the body functions. I had no idea that it's not a good idea to drink coffee first thing. That's the first thing I go for, is my coffee. I'm going to wait an hour now. And again, it's going to be a treat. And we just want to thank you for spending your time with us today. And I want to also let our listeners know to, if you're a dental professional, you attend dental meetings, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see Uchi on the agenda at the venue. And I highly recommend his classes. I've attended many myself. In fact, we almost always, when we're at the same venue, are right next door to each other when we're speaking. So I don't always get a chance to hear him, but I do try to make my way to his class to get awesome information that helps me to reinforce the concepts that I need to take care of my body. I need to feed my body the right way. And then I can get what I expect out of it. I can get the mileage for the brain power and the travel between states. And if I get enough sleep, then I'm feeling good and confident. And I feel like I'm on my toes. And that's what you bring to the table for us. So I also wanted to let our listeners know that there was one other resource I would have put in the show notes. Centers for Disease Control calls February Heart Month. And there's a great toolkit called American Heart Month 2024. And it's a toolkit where you can take a look at that and maybe expand a little bit more to help you with more focus on your journey to being not only a healthier dental professional, a happier dental professional, more energized, which leads to exuding this type of aura that your patients will be attracted to. Now, I can imagine going to a dentist to be the last patient of the day and, you know, oh man, I'm just so low on energy. I don't think I'd want to open my mouth.
But, well, you know, that little aura, you know, oh, you know, you come out and like, oh, and it's nice to end the day with the same power you started the day. And then your friends at 6 o'clock who want a fresh Uchi, they get 100% of you instead of like leftover. Who wants leftovers of Uchi? So you launch the day, exercise bites, you feed it right, you do the breath work, you do some movement, and now your family gets 100% of you. Your friends get 100% of you. And then you think, wow, that's, I've had a good day. And good days stack upon each other, make good months, they make good years, and they make a good life. And it starts with that morning ritual. So you guys did some great questions. I love the energy, what you and Mary do. It's you guys are keen listeners. I didn't send you anything ahead of time. And you're like on top of this stuff. So I love that. I mean, the reason why I think many times we're getting a chance to see each other because they put the rock stars all beside each other. So it's like Keith Richards, Mick, and Rod Stewart, and Drake. You know, you guys are, you know, Madonna, Shakira, and Drake, you know, beside all in the Walk of Fame. So that's what happens.
We'll take it. And Uchi, tell our listeners how they can reach out to you if they want to get more of Uchi.
Yeah, I'm easy. You know, I always tell people, you know, just put Uchi, U-C-H-E, fitness, dentist, they'll find me. The other way is go to my website, druchi.com, so D-R-U-C-H-E. I'm planning some retreats. We're talking not some exotic retreats right now, maybe just locally, small. So we're cooking workshops, there's exercise, we're integrating how they can talk the mind-body connection with patients. So it's going to be for spouses too. But intimate retreats, that's something coming up in the fall. But Instagram, @FitSpeakers. If they just put my first name and last name in, they'll see my smiling face with the beard. I've had this the last year. I wanted to get a little more, you know, sophisticated and intellectual as I proceeded on through life. So no, I'm around. I'm available. I love answering questions. I'm here.
And just to clarify for our listeners, it's Dr. Dr. and then UCHE.com.
Yes.
Well, in closing today, we like to think we bring clarity and simplicity to compliance by navigating regulatory compliance to keep you on track. You can submit questions to support@thecompliancedivas.com. You'll find the resources that were mentioned today in the show notes. And you'll also be able to submit a review. We hope that those that have listened that like the Compliance Divas, like our guests, we love our guests, will submit a little review to help this information get out to others. And with that, Mary, I'm going to say goodbye. And Dr. Uchi, thank you so much for being our podcast guest today.
It was a pleasure.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Compliance Divas podcast. We bring clarity and simplicity to compliance by navigating the regulatory environment to keep you on course. You can subscribe to the Compliance Divas podcast on your favorite podcast channel, or you can simply go to thecompliancedivas.com. We also put resources in our show notes, so we hope that you'll look into the resources that you can utilize for your practice. I am so excited today to bring a very special guest and a good friend of ours, Dr. Uchi Atiato. Dr. Uchi, I met him first at a dental meeting, and surprisingly...
Did we say your name right, Uchi?
Oh, Odiatu.
Odiatu.
Oh, Odiatu. Okay. Okay, I'll start over. I'm so excited. O-T-I, one more time.
No, O, think of O, O-D-A-T-U. O-D-A-T-U.
At-two.
Yeah, O-D-A-T-U. So I think of O, O-H-D-E-E, at-two.
D-A-T-U.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I stand corrected.
No.
I am so excited today to bring in our guest, a speaker, a dentist, author, and a very good friend to us, and is a friend to dentistry all over. His name is Dr. Uchi Atiato.
One more time, Leslie. Odiatu.
O. D.
Long O.
Uchi. Uchi, help me.
So O-D-A-T-U.
O-D-A-T-U.
Yeah, O-D-A-T-U.
Long O.
Yeah.
O-D-A-T-U.
Two.
Two.
Two. Two.
Two. Two. Two. O-D-A-T-U.
Okay. I am so excited today to bring in a very special guest who's also a special friend, a dentist, an author, a person who espouses fitness and health, Dr. Uchi Odiatu. Dr. Uchi has been one of my heroes in my life. I see him at dental meetings and sometimes in my professional organizations, he'll come and he'll give a little keynote on health and fitness for people to be able to really extend their energy throughout the day, whether you're a dental professional or a dental consultant or a speaker. And many times he's even had a little session, either a yoga session or a stretch session just before we start our day. And I have had his polished pearls of wisdom during these sessions in my head ever since I first met him. Dr. Uchi, what drives you to do all that you do and, of course, be a successful dentist?
Yeah, thank you for that great introduction, Leslie. No, I am driven by a desire to serve. My mom fueled that interest originally with giving me cod liver oil growing up with a silver spoon. It had some dents in it. So it was the same silver spoon she used to beat us with, okay, growing up in England. My dad was into the sports side. And again, he, like the Greeks, would always say, sound mind, Uchi, in a sound body. You've studied enough. Go outside and play. So I had these two elements of food and movement, food and movement. And so all four of us kids are definitely healthy, but I've kind of ran with the ball a little further just because as a healthcare provider, that's who I am. And I'm driven to walk the talk, obviously, but I'm also driven to share it chairside. I think people are starving for a healthcare provider that really puts it all together. I think many of us as professionals, you know, we're so busy in our own little silo. We spend all our time on endo. We spend all our time on ENT. We spend all our time as a cardiologist. So to put it together in one place, Google is one way, but people get lost in the myriad of 1,000 results. So I like to be that person chairside and like to share that with my hygienist. And we talk the language of total patient health. And you can only do that if you yourself, you know, smell fresh and you have that energy. If you smell like a drive-through, it's hard to be convincing. So I feel like I want to be the living embodiment of this message, each and every patient interaction. That's what drives me.
And I can attest, as Leslie can, in our interactions with you at various meetings that we lecture at, that you are that embodiment. And we all admire you and look to you for guidance. And like Leslie, I'm so excited that you're here with us today. So, Uchi, you speak to groups so much of the time about five pillars of health that you believe in, that you espouse, that you embody. And I will tell our listeners, make sure you listen to this podcast all the way through because we're saving the most important one to the end. So Uchi, can you start us off talking about managing stress?
Yeah, you see, this is where it starts. I think many times when people ask me questions, they think, so, which, what is it, magnesium? You know, is it organic? How about keto? I said, you know what? Human beings are designed to go 30 days without food. In evolution, you know, the only reason why you and I are here and all of us are here is that human beings are designed to go up to 30 days without food. All of us have about 90,000 extra calories on us. So food is not our issue. So basically, you go back to how many days you can go without food, 30. How many days you can go without working out? Most North Americans, a lifetime, okay? How many days can you go without sleep? Maybe 2. How long can you go without a breath? Maybe 45 seconds. So I start with breath, and you think, Uch, what does stress have to do with breath? Well, the physiology of stress, the physiology of interpreting a crisis as an emergency instead of, wow, I wonder I'm going to go with this, is how you breathe. And they've shown that fit people breathe differently. People with good nasal passages inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. And that's one of the best ways to quieten down the sympathetic fight, flight, or freeze system. So you're better able to use both left and right brain. See, anytime we breathe through our mouth, anytime we have a chronic sinus issue of deviated septum, anytime we have a narrow jaw, we've never had good ortho, we didn't have someone to recognize poor airway patterns growing up, what happens is people have a very primitive way of breathing, which is great to fight Mike Tyson for 60 seconds, but not very good to navigate a day or a year or the death of a loved one. And then you see people have accelerated aging because they're not managing stress well. So when I talk about that first pillar, really breath. And who better to know that except the hygienist and the dentist? Like, we're seeing people inside people's nose, as you know, we see up people's noses, and we see people gag and they look at their mouths, because if someone's a mouth breather, they can't stand having their mouth open working on them. So many people are anxious in the dental chair simply because they're a mouth breather, but it starts the conversation. So the first pillar, manage your breath, manage stress.
Awesome. And the second pillar is sleep. Tell us how important sleep is to our health.
Yeah, it's great. You know, great. I love this pillar. It's foundational. And I myself were a wayward. I used to brag, I'd say for the first 15 years of practice, how many days I can go with 4 hours. I used to brag, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And then I read some stuff about neuroscience said you will speed up the chance of being dying if you don't sleep well. It's really the foundation. It's the bedrock. You know, you can't be a good healer unless you're a good sleeper. You can't be a good patient if you're a poor sleeper. So that being said, sleep is when the immune system reboots. Sleep is when the body makes 80% of growth hormone. Sleep is when the body repairs the ligaments, the skin, and the joints. Beauty sleep. They've actually done a study. Doctor, I think it was Cannon. Cannon did a study. What he did was he took 8 people of equal, you know, attractiveness. 4 of them, he had sleep 4 hours. The other 4, he had them sleep 8 hours. And he asked a group independent, which one would you go to approach to ask for directions? And usually people approach an attractive and approachable person. Well, universally, everyone picked the people who slept 8 hours for advice or where to go because the tired sleepers looked unapproachable. Dare I say unattractive and the posture of someone who doesn't know. So sleep makes you look smarter. Sleep makes you look approachable. Well-rested sleep. And that's the myth of it because people often think, oh, time in bed, right? Oh, I went to bed at midnight. I got up at 8. I got 8 hours. Well, if it takes you a half an hour to get to sleep, if you wake up in the middle of the night for half an hour, you've only got 7. And if you got a dog on your bed, you're getting not profound sleep. If you sleep with a nightlight on, you're not getting good sleep. You know, the ideal now they say is a red light. The red light's easiest on the brain because it duplicates the light of a caveman and cavewoman fire. So really, the only light the brain can tolerate 2 hours after sundown is a red light, the light of a fire. So many of us have these 8-foot screens because, you know, I own 8 offices or I do 32 crowns a day. So they have these big projection screens. And what happens is the brain never really shuts down. And they wonder why you get up 8 hours thinking, where's my energy? Where's my mojo? And now you're drinking, you know, energy drinks and coffee all day, chasing your tail. And you're only 32 years of age thinking, oh, I can't wait to retire and sell because I can't take this. Well, you sleep deep. You will renovate your immune system. You will recharge your batteries emotionally and your memory. And now you can think of a long-term perspective. You know, I think of someone like Gordon Christensen, you know, working, he's passionate. And many of us, you know, we talk about the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We want to do crowns. We want to help patients, but we're tired. So we start thinking of an exit strategy at 35. You know, people thinking of an exit strategy at 35, not sleeping well. Will speed up your wanting an exit strategy.
Oh, thank you for that insight. I've started using one of the rings that are available that you can purchase to track sleep. And I am appalled at the results that I get, that how little deep sleep, and you know, they give you a percentage score. And I know that that's something that I personally need to work on. So I'm going to try the red light. I like that. That is excellent.
Yeah, the red light. And avoid the red light in Amsterdam, though. That's a different red light in Amsterdam, okay? So don't go towards the red light in Amsterdam.
That's an interesting place. I have been there. Our next pillar is exercise or movement. What are your insights there, Uchi?
Oh, my God. You know, my dad, you know, very quiet carpenter, you know, he moved from England to Canada to create a place for all 4 kids to go to school. And all his brothers and sisters said, there's no way. How could a carpenter have 4 kids go to private schools and go to university? And this guy did a very good sales presentation on my mom, brought us all to Canada in the 70s. And all 4 of us went to school. All 4 of us have, you know, multiple degrees. And he's long since gone. But that passion for play as well as study is profound because every parent thinks, oh, my son stayed inside all day and studied. Well, the neuroscience says we can only handle about an hour of intense focus at a time. Basically, after an hour, we're basically useless. So what they're saying is an Australian study said, you know, on a regular basis, you need to get up, stretch, move around, inhale, exhale. What it does is it discharges energy. It allows your brain to take in new information because we basically have bursts of cognitive focus and then we need to break for the brain. The brain doesn't like input. And that's why scrolling is so bad. You know, you get your intense focus and then the brain goes, hey, every hour the brain wants a few minutes to process and recapitulate. If the endodontist out there, recapitulate, right? So you want to recapitulate so you can figure out where you are. Just think about if you go shopping and you're out your shopping spree. Okay, you and Leslie are out, Rodeo Drive, you know, you just had a big payday. And you're out shopping around Rodeo Drive. You bring all these bags. You put all your Prada, all your Balenciaga on the bed, and then you run back out again because you just got a bonus for something that you did, but you never put the shopping away. The bed looks just a disorganized mess by the end of today. Well, the best thing to do is when you come in from Rodeo, start putting stuff away. And now you make room for new stuff. And the brain loves making room for new stuff. And the best way to do that is giving it time, a little bit of downtime, a little bit of movement to recapitulate and process. And that's what exercise does. Really, they've actually shown that 85% of Fortune 500 company CEOs exercise, 85%. The sad part is only 15% of the general population exercises, because they know having Bezos work out, Moss working out, you know, Larry Ellison of Oracle, you know, we're talking people with a net worth of $100 billion, they all exercise. And if the average family in North America has an income of about $70,000, only 20% exercise. So there's something about exercise that allows your brain to absorb more information, stay youthful, and manage input better.
So if a team of dental professionals needs to get some kind of movement about every hour, is it realistic that perhaps when they're finished with treatment that they can just do some small stretches and get up and walk around? They give their patients a break if it's a long treatment. Is that a good strategy for the team members?
Yeah, no, I love that insight. So it's like, they actually talk about exercise bites. Few of us have an hour and a half of unbroken time. Unless obviously, remember back when we were 18 or 19, all you had to do was make your bed, show your parents your report card, and you know, you had an hour and a half to go to gymnastics, you're an hour at the pool. Now, busy mom, busy dad, you have four offices, busy hygienist, you know, you might have only 45 minutes per treatment. Basically, what you got to do is you got to exercise bites. So basically, you get up between patients, just a light stretch, you know, open up the chest. Most of us have chests that are too tight. Most of us have forward head posture. This forward head posture might let air go in, but over a career, that little cervical deviation is going to bring you down, you know, and you're going to end up spending time with a physiatrist or a physiotherapist. So getting up every 45, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, quick stretch outside the door, go against the wall, Y shape, put your butt and shoulders and back against the wall or your occipital area, go up and down. All you got to do is just like you remind yourself how the posture is supposed to be. Those 33 vertebrae want to be reminded. Just like when you look at the picture of your family, you get reminded of why you work so hard. You get a picture of your loved ones, you know why you're working hard. You don't look at your visa bill to work harder, right? You get a picture of your family to work harder or your close personal ones. So exercise bites is the way to go. It's as simple as going downstairs and scrolling on Instagram between patients to get the sun on your skin, getting some fresh air. I've heard recently that 90% of our waking time is spent indoors. We're going against 2 million years of human history since Homo habilis and Homo Neanderthal. We were meant to be outside. Inside is stagnant energy. And that's that feeling of, two more patients, one more patient. When can I retire? Oh, I've been only doing this for 12 months, you know, 30 years to go. So exercise will rekindle that ability to make your body your friend. And I think hygienists and dentists and assistants have to start treating their body just as important as their iTero, just as important as their Cavatron. Treat it like a Lamborghini high-performance race car, and it will serve us better. That's my take on it. That's my way. I like to champion it for the people that I talk to.
And Uchi, many times we forget about the people at the front desk that answer the phones and set up the appointment schedule. A lot of times they'll sit in one spot until it's lunch break. And so this 1 hour concept of getting up, moving around, stretching, maybe doing some chair yoga or something against the wall, it would be so helpful to reduce the stress level of the very important front office administrative team as well. And we all need to be looking at that. Sitting is the new smoking, I guess, is what I hear. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about nutrition. You know, how does a busy dental professional be able to manage nutrition in a way that is going to work between patients and busy schedule and rush to go get the kids from school and then all the chores that you have to do at home? Help us out with that a little bit.
Yeah, well you are where you eat. That needs to be like in my head. So if you don't like your butt, you don't like your energy, you don't like your dry mouth, you don't like the skin, you are what you eat. What can I eat that's going to serve me feeling and looking my best? And most people are driven by aesthetics, but I'm talking about health and function. Third is this cosmetics. Go for health first. When you're healthy, you move better. And then you look better. People often go for looking good and they want shortcuts. Guess what? You cut off the function because short-term success leads to long-term failures. And then health is not in the picture. You really have to earn the right, you know, to look good. And I think anytime you get that short-term success, what happens is it's like winning the lottery. Sure, you're a millionaire, but you have no idea how to get there. So if someone loses 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds with a shortcut, sure, you might have lost the weight, but where is the where's the muscle built? Where is the discipline? You know, neuroscientists talk about when you have disciplined activities, there's a part of your brain called the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, and it becomes thicker. People have a sense of self-efficacy when you say, I do what I say. So what happens is when you form disciplined habits, like an exercise program, or the disciplined habits of saying, today, I'm going to eat whole foods. I'm going to have more salad. I'm going to have avocado. I'm going to have nuts. I'm going to have more fruit. I'm going to have hormone-free meat or good quality cuts. You make decisions that are difficult. That part of your brain, the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, the AMCC, gets thicker. And what it does is you can build on that foundation, just like, you know, Atomic Habits, James Clear. You start doing tough things, other things get easy. Oh, I'm going to shovel the driveway. I'm going to go for a swim after work. I'm going to take my son snowboarding because I'm piggybacking on other good habits that I've made. And that's what happens when you do it by yourself. And not so you don't need a coach. You know, a coach is great. You know, I've relied on coaches. I believe in personal trainers. I believe in life coaches. But that sense of building that anterior mid-cingulate cortex allows you to say yes to the avocado when no one's watching. When no one's in the buffet, you're the last person there, and you've developed discipline, you will not go to the desserts. You go, you know what? Like Uchi said, I'm going to have fruit because it has antioxidants. It helps to manage blood sugar. It helps protect my DNA. It helps get rid of, you know, free radicals. It makes me more insulin sensitive. So eating well when no one's watching is the disciplined effort of knowing you did it on your own. And it's powerful. So when people say, congratulations, you're a millionaire. Yeah, it took me 10 years, but I did it. Oh, congratulations, you're a millionaire. Oh, I won Powerball. I just picked the numbers and I got it. There's a sense of satisfaction you get from doing it on your own. And I firmly believe we have the brains, the cognitive capacity, the discipline to go through hygiene school, the discipline to go through dental school. If you can go through dental school or hygiene school, or you can become a certified, you know, assistant, or if you've got a consultant, there's no way. Why can't you have the discipline effort to build a little lean muscle, lose a little body fat, breathe it better, and improve your posture? There's a way to do it. And you can definitely get a sense of, hey, great physique. I did it. Thank you. Not these are the three companies I have to thank, like an Oscar winning speech.
Now, Uchi, thank you so much for those points. I wanted to have you expand a little bit on those who are very busy and perceive very little time available. You always say less is more. So when it comes to exercise, can you help us grasp that concept of less is more?
Well, I have a PDF for you guys. As a treat to your viewers, I have a 5-page PDF, and it's an article, and it's all about the new science of interval training and about the science of exercise bites. It's a science of not just being a jogger or just being a yogi, to do all three components of a complete exercise program: strength, cardio, and flexibility. You design all three, you will develop such an impenetrable fortress against disease. You feel like Thor, you know? And the thing is, you can celebrate on your way to the gym, not when you get the result. You can celebrate on making the decision. You can celebrate on getting the sneakers. You can celebrate on finding your trainer. But that whole idea of interval training, that what they found is when you do intensity and recovery, you work out for 20 seconds, full out, and then you take a 60-second or a 2-minute recovery and you go back into it, the body actually perceives that you have youth. Because when you're a kid or you're running through O'Hara, right, you thought your flight was terminal one. Now they tell you it's terminal two. Believe it or not, we all do interval training, whether you're 30, 60, or 80. You start running with your carry-on and your Christian Louboutin heels. Well, not mine, yours. Okay, you're running and all of a sudden you run for 30 seconds and, oh, you got to stop and recover. Minute to recover. And now you run again and recover. Run again and recover. When you run again and recover, run again and recover, that's the most efficient way to get fit fast, because it's like a primordial way that the body recognizes you have youth. Remember that, I think Sleepless in Seattle, You Got Mail? Well, you have youth is a message that every one of our 84 trillion cells gets when we do intense relax, intense recovery. So that steady state is nice. Steady state is nice. You know, go for the hour walk. It's a nice way to rekindle a relationship. Take the dog for a walk. However, they said you can shorten that if you're time starved by building some intervals in. Power walk, slow walk. Power walk, slow walk. It doesn't have to be an all-out effort. And this is why I said exercise when less is more. It's a beautiful thing to understand it. And that's why, you know, I'm going to give you a PDF so you can actually, your viewers can get just some of it. And I have some good references in there also.
Uchi, thank you so much. And we've saved, as you said earlier to us, the most important of the pillars for last. Tell us about the AM routine.
Well, it's interesting because I asked someone asked me about my morning routine a long time ago, and I wasn't able to articulate it exactly. So what happened was, he says, what do you do when you get up? I said, well, I don't know. What do you do? And I said, no, he goes, Uchi, you must do things a certain way. You've been a dentist for 30 years. You have a flat stomach. You know, people don't guess that but you're that much of a veteran. What do you do? Well, I said, well, get up in the morning. You still got to start thinking, what do I want my day to look like? And everyone does that, right? When you consult offices, how do you want to see your back? How do you want to see your posture? How do you want to see yourself being pain-free? Well, having a vision in your mind's eye is important, but people always want hacks. So I want to give them some really important things. There's a scientist called Andrew Huberman, and I've known about this for a while. I've bought a 10,000 lux light about 10 years ago. So I have just a model here. This is just like it's a 10,000 lux light. It looks like a ring light for a podcast, but it's actually a certain light that's 10,000 lux. You set it up beside you in the morning and immediately your brain wakes up. So what happens is the brain, you think of 2 million years of human history, we were designed basically all of us, if all of us are in a cave, sunrise came, we all left the cave. The only people that stayed in the cave in the dark were the sick and the dying. That's never going to leave our DNA. It takes hundreds of thousands of years for us to change our DNA, our genes to evolve. So the body wants to see the sun. You got to move towards the light. Through the window is decent, but actual exposure on your skin is the best. But most of us can't get outside, right? If you live in Michigan, if you live in a busy place, you're on a plane, you're in a terminal. There's actually a portable version of this you can buy, right? I love this one company. But so I put that beside me. And the whole idea also, they said, delay the time you're going to make coffee. Because it's funny how right away we go towards the coffee because we think it's going to give us energy. But if you slept well, they said use coffee as a treat. Wait ideally about an hour before you have the coffee because naturally our adrenal glands pump out cortisol in the morning and naturally our liver pumps out a little bit of glucose. That's why you can work out. You can do a fasted cardio. You can actually work out for an hour on an empty stomach because of the liver pumping out glucose and your adrenal glands releasing cortisol. When you take coffee on top of your natural chemicals, the body's pumping out, the body's going, what are you doing? It's like putting more gas in the tank when it's already full. So waiting an hour is a decent idea. And when you start treating the body well, like it wants to, because it's been 2 million years, we think we can hack into the body. It can't be fooled. It wants morning light. Delay the coffee. I would also, in the morning, because many people wake up stiff and tired, that's a good example, though, the fact that sleep hasn't been deep. Because it's amazing how youthful bodies can get up pain-free. It's an example of how well your life is going by how pain-free your joints are in the morning. I know you do ergonomics, Mary, so this is a part of who you are. But if you're lifting weights, if you're doing cardio and you're doing flexibility, your body will have that youth because every time you move, the body releases hundreds of myokines. The muscles actually release hundreds of myokines. What it does, it tells every cell, tissue, and organ that you're alive and well. It epigenetically turns back on mitochondria that have turned off, that pump out ATP. So delay the coffee, morning light. And a new thing I've added, it's called a grounding mat. And actually, you've heard about this grounding mat concept. This grounding mat concept is very new. What it's saying is most of us over millennia have walked on the ground. We didn't have Hugo Boss shoes. We didn't have Christian Louboutin red bottom shoes. We were basically feet on the ground. And just like now, we put our toes in the sand, we do our selfies with our toes in the sand, oh, look where I am in Miami. When your body is grounded, what happens is we can discharge. Just like you can't electrocute a hockey stick, but we're electrical conductors. Our bodies, if you put your feet on a grounding mat, if you can't get outside, what happens is your body's able to discharge and you get a sense of well-being. It's not immediate. People say, I tried a grounding mat, I didn't feel better. And I said, it's not like prescription OxyContin. I said, it's something that your body naturally moves towards, a grounding mat. So the grounding mat, my white light, and then my other one, which I just had. I always try new things. It's actually called red light therapy. So my red light therapy, and this is just a red light box, it turns on certain wavelength of light. You can actually, this is a mini that you can actually put towards joints that are sore. It actually, if you put it as red light masks. So what I'll do is after I'm fully awake, it's been an hour, I'll actually spend 10, 20 minutes with my red light. If I have the time now, obviously, but basically if I'm setting my mind, I'm discharged, right? I'm now enjoying my coffee instead of needing the coffee, right? Because I enjoy the coffee. My red light has lowered the inflammation. I'm now feeling unstoppable. You know, I'm now feeling unstoppable. I can launch into my 10 patients. So I know it sounds a bit busy, but these habits are built one on top of the other. So you don't have to do all at once. It could be the light in the beginning, anywhere from $100 to $200. The red light's a little bit more of investment. The grounding mat is, you know, 50 to 100. Or you can just wake up after minimum of 7 hours of solid sleep, because that's the best way for the body to launch your day. And those are my morning rituals.
You are unstoppable, Uchi. Oh my goodness. You have shared such amazing, amazing information with our listeners today, and we thank you so much. Leslie, any final comments on your part?
Oh, I'm just excited about the PDF that you're going to provide to our listeners. I'm looking forward to reading it myself. I learned a little bit more about how the body functions. I had no idea that it's not a good idea to drink coffee first thing. That's the first thing I go for is my coffee. I'm going to wait an hour now. And again, it's going to be a treat. And we just want to thank you for spending your time with us today. And I want to also let our listeners know to if you're a dental professional, you attend dental meetings, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see Uchi on the agenda at the venue. And I highly recommend his classes. I've attended many myself. In fact, we almost always, when we're at the same venue, are right next door to each other when we're speaking. So I don't always get a chance to hear him, but I do try to make my way to his class to get just awesome information that helps me to reinforce the concepts that I need to take care of my body. I need to feed my body the right way. And then I can get what I expect out of it. I can get the mileage for the brain power and the travel between states. And if I get enough sleep, then I'm feeling good and confident and I feel like I'm on my toes. And that's what you bring to the table for us. So I also wanted to let our listeners know that there was one other resource I'm going to put in the show notes. Centers for Disease Control calls February Heart Month. And there's a great toolkit called American Heart Month 2024. And it's a toolkit where you can take a look at that and maybe expand a little bit more to help you with more focus on your journey to being not only a healthier dental professional, a happier dental professional, more energized, which leads to exuding this type of aura that your patients will be attracted to. You know, I can imagine going to a dentist to be the last patient of the day and, you know, oh man, I'm just so low on energy. I don't think I'd want to open my mouth. But
Well, you know, that little aura, you know, you come out and like, oh, and it's nice to end the day with the same power you started the day. And then your friends at 6 o'clock who want a fresh Uchi, they get 100% of you instead of like leftover. Who wants leftovers of Uchi? So you launch the day, exercise bites, you feed it right, you do the breath work, you do some movement, and now your family gets 100% of you. Your friends get 100% of you. And then you think, wow, I've had a good day, and good days stack upon each other, make good months, they make good years, and they make a good life. And that starts with that morning ritual. So you guys did some great questions. I love the energy, what you and Mary do. It's you guys are keen listeners. I didn't send you anything ahead of time, and you're like on top of this stuff. So I love that. I mean, the reason why I think many times we're getting a chance to see each other because they put the rock stars all beside each other. So it's like Keith Richards, Mick, and Rod Stewart, and Drake. You know, you guys are, you know, Madonna, Shakira, and Drake, you know, beside all in the Walk of Fame. So that's what happens.
We'll take it. And Uchi, tell our listeners how they can reach out to you if they want to get more of Uchi.
Yeah, I'm easy. You know, I always tell people, you know, just put Uchi, Uchi, fitness, dentist, they'll find me. The other way is to go to my website, druchi.com. So Druchi. I'm planning some retreats. We're talking not some exotic retreats right now, maybe just locally, small. So we're cooking workshops. There's exercise. We're integrating how they can talk the mind-body connection with patients. So it's going to be for spouses too. But intimate retreats, that's something coming up in the fall. But Instagram at Fit Speakers. If they just put my first name and last name in, they'll see my smiling face with the beard. I've had this the last year. I wanted to get a little more, you know, sophisticated and intellectual as I proceeded on through life. So no, I'm around. I'm available. I love answering questions. I'm here.
And just to clarify for our listeners, it's Dr. Dr. and then UCHE.com.
Yes.
Well, in closing today, we like to think we bring clarity and simplicity to compliance by navigating regulatory compliance to keep you on track. You can submit questions to support@thecompliancedivas.com. You'll find the resources that were mentioned today in the show notes. And you'll also be able to submit a review. We hope that those that have listened that like the Compliance Divas, like our guests, we love our guests, will submit a little review to help this information get out to others. And with that, Mary, I'm going to say goodbye. And Dr. Uchi, thank you so much for being our podcast guest today.
It was a pleasure.